This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Josh Naylor, home run prop, hit. Kikuchi, 6-plus Ks, prop, hit. 51 points from our FFVPs. Oh, and just a five-leg HRR parlay that hit at plus 1,077. Hope everybody had a fabulous weekend, and let's start off Monday night with the Fantasy Firebox. Tony Cotillo here to get some more winners. Let's start off with the value pitchers. I'm going to go with Bryce Elder at 7,500 for the Atlanta Braves. Now, I know everybody's saying he had a down last half of the year, but he was still 12-4 last year. Started in AAA, and he had 10 games last year of 6 or more K. I like him to find his spot again after 3 starts in AAA of getting at least 6 Ks per start. Going up against the Marlins, with a 23rd overall offense, they're 15th in strikeouts, they're 23rd in home runs and 21 in hits. Who scares me? Nobody. And then I'm going to go with a steady presence that I used to be able to attack, but
make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today.
This year, Jose Quintana for the Mets has been stellar. And what I like about him is he's steady, averaging 13 plus DK every single start, averaging 4 plus strikeouts every single start, no more than 3 runs allowed. Oh, and by the way, has pitched his last 3 against Cincinnati, Atlanta, and Pittsburgh. All really good offenses that he's been able to stymie. Now let's head to the wood and let's go value bats and Lars Nootbaar, 4,100 versus Brandon Foote. Again, Lars has no 0-point games. He's hit safely in the last 4. And Brandon Foote, let me just give you what he's done. 21 hits, 13 runs, and 4 home runs in his last 3. Oh, and by the way, he has double the whip and double the ERA and batting average in away games. It's hitting season in St. Louis, and that's where they're at. Now let's head out to Colorado and attack my man, Austin Gomber. Now, the thing I like about this is, number one, it's Coors Field. We all know that advantage. But on the other side, the value bat we're going to go with is Hyesung Kim at 4,500. He had a $700 salary jump. 700 in one start. Goes from 38 to 45. He's more productive away, and he has 28 DK in his last 3. I love this play tonight. And let's go to Metland. Let's go to start. Starling Marte, 4,000 versus Keaton Wynn. Now, here's the thing. San Francisco has a tremendously big park. Huge right and left center fields. Marte can hit all over the field. He can still run a base pass with the best of them. Oh, and by the way, if you take out his last 2 at-bats against LA, he has 67 DK points in his last 3 games. Ridiculous. Now, let's get the FFVPs. Let's stick with New York and go right back to DJ Stewart. 2,900, still at that FFVP level against Keaton Wynn, which we said, listen, oh, and by the way, win home games, 6 ERA, very in boast. He gives up hits and walks, and DJ's been on fire. A 1201 OPS in away games and a 737 slug. Give me him all day. And then another guy who's just getting back on the scene, only 5 games since coming back from injury, and that's Trevor Larnach from the Minnesota Twins. Goes up against my man Jonathan Cannon, who was great. Is only 1 start, first start, but you know how it happens. The second time around, more film is given. And Trevor Larnach, since Simmons coming back, positive point production his last three games, $200 salary jump, and still warming up. Now let's head to everybody's favorite, the home run props, and we're going to ride my man Lourdes Gurriel for Arizona, going up against the guy I like to attack, and that's Lance Lynn. Four home runs in all of his starts already this year. He throws flat balls, low velocity, and guess what? This is a great home run park in St. Louis when the weather gets nice. The ball just flies out of there. Gurriel had 24 home runs last year, and he's still hitting his stride again. He has six hits in the last three games, already with five home runs, and right now, plus 560, you can get it on FanDuel.
Make sure you get over to WinDelySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDelySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today.
I'm going to go Kansas City. Salvador Perez, the veteran catcher, just continues to get it done. Going up against Kikuchi. Now, I like Kikuchi a lot, but he throws really hard. And he gets hit a lot because of his hard velocity. And listen, I will go left versus righty any day. The vet has been great at a 333 clip this year. He's taking pitches and hitting the ball harder than ever. Then let's go right back to Austin Gomber. Let's attack him again. Fernando Tatis, one of the hottest hitters in the game right now, showing that, all right, the roids are gone. It is what it is, but he's still a fantastic talent. Only a plus 280 on FanDuel, but here's the thing. Coors Field has a 918 OPS on road games, and Austin Gomber has given up 8 walks and 22 hits and already 4 home runs. Just shows that everybody is hitting the ball against Austin. Now let's get to the parlays. We're going to go K-Pick Parlay. This is an SGPX, right? You're taking a spot from every single game, or at least the ones that you like. So these are all going to be pitchers. I'm going to go with Kikuchi at 6+ strikeouts. You can get this at the alternate line. I like Bryce Elder at 4+ strikeouts. You get that at the alternate line. I like Jose Quintana at 4+ strikeouts. You can get that at the alternate line. Now, simple over and unders are two guys. Ross Detmers, who's been electric. I like his over 6.5 Ks. And I love Dylan Cease. He's at least had 7 Ks in each game. I like his over 7.5 against a really bad Colorado Rockies team. That'll give you a plus 1452 hit. And let's go back to our HRR pick parlay. Remember, we hit this on Friday at a plus 1077. Tonight, it's going to be plus 1672. This is who we're going with. We're going to ride Lourdes Gurriel over 1.5. We're going to ride Starling Marte over 1.5. We're going to ride the red hot Marcell Ozuna at over 1.5. And then we're going to bank on Hyesung Kim, who I said is going to have a good game, at over 2.5, and back it up with my man Sal Perez at over 1.5. That again will give you plus 1672. Let's hit another parlay. Let's hit another home run prop, and let's get more value right here on the Fantasy Firebox. Everybody, good luck, and we'll catch you in the threads.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.